Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
Coming up on the show today, would you tunnel into your neighbor's house? I know they got a cool pool table and a hot tub and all that stuff, but why would you tunnel into your neighbor's place? It happened in Calgary, and it's making international headlines this morning. That's where we will begin our show. Also, it's video game day today. We will introduce you to the very first video game, known as Pong 1976. Chances are, you played it. You played Pong. Bing, bing. One versus I. Dot in the middle. We'll talk a little bit of video games today, but I'm seeing online that there's a lot of interest in Chocolate Day tomorrow. Aren't you glad I gave you the heads up? Tomorrow is Chocolate Day, and the great debate is on. Let's settle it once and for all. Milk chocolate versus dark chocolate versus white chocolate. And why is white the best of all of them? Why do we even need to have this discussion? Because white is the best. Is it a confectionery product? I don't even know if it's real chocolate. Oh, we've got so many questions. We'll have the answers. Also, if you've got a fur baby, maybe you'll head over to the Rotary Club book sale over at the Victoria Inn and then pick up a book, and then you'll sit under the covers with your little Harlequin romance novel underlying the dirty, highlighting the dirty parts. Oh, this is so delicious. Oh, do people still do that? I don't know. Why not? They've got the Year I Turned Pretty or the Summer I Turned Pretty. What is that show again? A quick reminder that, again, Tim Hortons coffee at the hospital off limits for the next little while. Just the next little while. They've got some big things happening over at the hospital. Good things take time. Brewing up a brand new look at our hospital location. And so in the meantime, please use the delivery app if you're at the hospital, visiting at the hospital. Hit the drive-thru if you're going to take some to the hospital. And as Greg said yesterday, pick up the box of coffee. I love those that do that all the time. They call it Take 12, I think. I say, can I have a box of coffee, please? This huge box with a handle on it, cups and cream and sugar and all that stuff. First Street drive-thru is the closest, 1505 First, basically First in Richmond. You can also get it delivered to you with the Tim's app. Or skip delivery services. And so just a heads up there. Also, this weekend, you might want to get an oil change. 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express is the place to go. They make a donation to the Bear Clan, Helping Hands, and Samaritan House every time you're there. And you know what? It's a good weekend to get the car in the shop. Get it looked at. You're ready to rock and roll when the sunshine comes back out again. Again, that's Murray Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue. And don't forget, on Tuesday, it's Fuel Good Day with Co-ops of Westman. I'm going to be on location in Verdon. Hi, Verdon. Can't wait to see you. Oh, it's been a while. I'm trying to think. I think I was at a wedding in Verdon last time I was there. I think that's why I'm not allowed back to Verdon. The statute of limitations has run out. So I get to go back to Verdon on Tuesday and put gas in cars, mess up your windshield. Clean your windshield and make it sparkly. And of course, it's all about fundraising and nonprofits. And that's, of course, Valley View Co-op. We'll be there from 11 till 12 on Tuesday. Then I'm going to be back in Brandon at the Co-op on Richmond Avenue with Heritage Co-op between 3 and 4. And this is happening at co-op locations across Canada. But it's an extra special day in Western Manitoba. Westman Dreams for Kids, actually one of the benefactors of this, especially with Heritage Co-op in Brandon. So you need gas in your car on Tuesday. If you can, I invite you to make a co-op. That would be awesome, because 5 cents per liter donated to a local charity or nonprofit. Heritage Co-op, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op. Oh, the Royal Canadian Air Force Band performed last night. Look at this. Settle down there in the front row. This is a good thing. This is over at the Fusion Credit Union stage. Could have been sweet as mine. Oh, yeah. Could have been a lady. Oh, yeah. I hear tonight and could have been a lady. Okay. Yeah, So that's the Royal Canadian Air Force Band, and I'm thinking that since Donald Trump has asked for an increase in spending in the Department of Defense, I think I know how we do that, is we revamp the band. These guys are fantastic, by the way. I'm not taking away from them. I'm thinking we can add. Let's get Ed Sheeran in the mix. Justin Timberlake. We'll get Justin Timberlake in the mix. Who else could we add? The Rolling Stones. We'll add the Rolling. And that's going to cost a bit of cash. That's going to cost a bit of money. And, you know, governments are completely idiotic when it comes to spending money. So I think this would be right up their alley. Plus, it would serve the purpose of spending all the cash we need to on the Department of Defense. Is that, am I not a genius? I'm a genius. So look for Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones to join the Canadian Air Force Band. And that is a good thing, a good way to get up our spending in the Department of Defense. Money well spent. Mick Jagger. How weird are your neighbors? Now, it's one thing to hook up an extension cord during the holidays and run your power off your neighbors because, well, your neighbors are pretty awesome. I don't know who did that. I would, that's probably not something that I would recommend everybody do. But I think this is not a friendly situation. This is more of a creepy situation. I think this guy either wanted to spy on his neighbor or steal something from his neighbor because he lived in an apartment and he burrowed a tunnel into his neighbor's apartment.
Disturbing crime, to say the least.
On September 5th, a woman returned home after being away for a while to find damage and destruction in her apartment.
They had a difficult time getting inside their house because it had been locked from the inside. They were able to make entry inside the premise and then noticed a hole in the wall by the fireplace. Subsequent further investigation by themselves, they noticed another hole leading to the basement suite. Subject to a police search warrant on the basement suite residence, we found a ladder and another hole leading from that residence up.
The man alleged to be behind the tunnel, 46-year-old Ben Edward Mays. He's been charged with one count of break and enter with intent to commit criminal harassment, mischief to property over $5,000, and two counts of disobeying a court order. Police say the victim and the accused didn't have a relationship.
Some of the other neighbors had some just unusual dealings with the individual, just that it sparked their concern more around some potential mental health issues.
Mays is in custody and will be in court on Friday. Meanwhile, neighbors are grappling with the reality of what happened.
It's like alarming and shocking.
No doubt.
I'd say for sure. Like, it's weird.
Peters was notified by her condo management about a police presence with a message saying in part, quote, there's no cause for alarm.
So when you figured out what happened, why weren't we notified of something?
Key Condo tells CTV it's working with police and the affected residents.
And Jackie, holy crap. I think I know what happened here. This is why you need to be careful about what you cook in your apartment or condo.
Subsequent further investigation by themselves, they noticed another.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is what can happen when you fry butter and onions. You know what I'm talking about. You've made pierogies. You have. I think that's what's happened. So be careful when you're cooking food in your apartment or your condo. You never know who's going to be lurking around to come in and get a bite. Trying to make this funny, but it is kind of disturbing, isn't it? Yikes. Hey, tomorrow is chocolate day. So once and for all, let's settle the argument. What's best, dark chocolate, milk chocolate, or white chocolate? Come on, go. White, dark, milk, white, dark. What is the best kind of chocolate? He's lying to us. You're lying, Corey. White is the best.
Dark chocolate is the healthiest type of chocolate because it has lower amounts of sugar but higher amounts of flavanols, which are great for the heart and the brain. Milk chocolate isn't as good as dark chocolate because milk chocolate tends to have more sugar and a lower amount of those beneficial flavanols. But milk chocolate is still better than white chocolate because white chocolate doesn't actually contain any chocolate at all.
And so my heart and my brain are not getting the nutrients that it needs, apparently. Well, that's not good, Tim. Tomorrow is chocolate day. So what is your favorite kind of chocolate? Is it dark chocolate? Is it Patsy Ann says milk tastes better And Polar Bear says dark chocolate is better. Cheryl also likes dark chocolate. So I am the only one that is liking the white chocolate. Well, that is a little disappointing. I have nobody in my corner for loving white chocolate. Singing chocolate bars. This will haunt you, your nightmares. This is what you dream about when you eat chocolate bars before bed. I'm singing about chocolate bars and giving you heartburn. Ah, you need some nuts to go with this chocolate. Why is there no singing chocolate bars that are white? White chocolate. Oh, there's a little guy. Little guy's white chocolate. Pebble says, I do like milk chocolate too, but I do like dark chocolate as well. I find it too strong. My son likes dark chocolate. He's like, Dad, this is good stuff. And then it doesn't taste like it has enough sugar in it. Yellow Jacket says, I do like milk chocolate too, but I like the dark chocolate as well. Yellow Jacket says, icy squares are the best. Tracy says, it's tied for me with milk and white. Okay, thank you, Tracy. Somebody is on Team White Chocolate. That's fantastic. Kathy says milk. Andrea says dark. Ann says milk. Richard says milk. Candace says milk. Sam says milk. Milk is the... But, I mean, that's the one that's on all the candy bars. It's the Hershey's Kisses or milk chocolate. That's what you're putting on your ice cream. Tanya says milk. Sue says dark. Tammy says dark. Where's white? I'm all by myself. I'm off in the corner. Quentin says white chocolate almond bark is a Christmas must make. Who needs the cocoa? White chocolate is made from cocoa butter, sugar, and milk solids, so it has the fat from the cocoa bean, but not the cocoa mass that darker milk chocolate has. It's chocolate in a legally recognized sense in many countries because it comes from cocoa, but purists often argue it's not real chocolate. Well, too bad. Purists don't count. Purists aren't in charge of the show. Janine says, I don't mind white chocolate taste. The texture is what gets me. Sometimes it's like eating chalk. I want to know what the top five chocolate bars in Canada are. Do you have a favorite chocolate bar? What is your favorite chocolate bar? Caramilk ranked number 5. Kit Kat came in at number 4. I would say Kit Kat is my number 1. Coffee Crisp came in at number 3. Also a uniquely Canadian bar, combining coffee flavors, wafers, chocolate, beloved for its light texture and distinct taste. Coffee Crisp, to me, is just a giant version of Kit Kat. They should make a Kit Kat bar, a giant Kit Kat bar, and if they made a giant Kit Kat bar, it would be like little pieces of Coffee Crisp. You know what I'm saying? Patsy Ann likes Coffee Crisp. Janine likes frozen Mars bars. I already lost a tooth this week. I might lose another one. Yeah, Yellow Jacket likes Coffee Crisp. Janine likes frozen Snickers, too. Mirage or Aero? The Aero bar. So the second best-selling chocolate bar in Canada is something called Midday Squares. What the hell is that? What the hell is a Midday Square? Auto Fashion. Again, if you have some damage to your vehicle, especially when it comes to things like hail, keep in mind that Auto Fashion can make it like it's new again. Yes, Auto Fashion is fantastic at paintless dent repair. They're going to take care of it for you. They are MPI and SGI accredited. They will also do interior detailing for you. And they are locally owned and operated right here in Brandon, Manitoba, Canada. Paintless dent repair, window tinting, ceramic coating, paint protection, and more. Headlight restoration, too. Visit their website at autofashion.ca. You can also find them at 255 17th Street North, just behind Lee's Buffet and Best West Pet Foods. Your car deserves the best. Kuiper's Family Bakery, again, if you're looking for the best in hamburger and hot dog buns, if you are looking for garlic toast, if you are looking for monster cookies, those monster cookies are insanely good. This is going to be a good weekend to maybe whip up a batch of chili, but you got to have some nice flaky, soft biscuits to go with it, or beautiful tray buns, maybe some cheese biscuits. Oh my God, cheese buns. Visit Kuiper's Family Bakery. It's a carb-filled weekend. Load up at 1411 First Street at Kuiper's, just north of the First and Richmond Corner beside Tasty's. And at Epla Office, For all your legal needs for buying or selling real estate, if you're doing your will or know of somebody that is, or if you're looking at making some business changes, they'll be able to help you out at App Law Office at 642 18th Street, Unit A, right across from the RBC. The number one chocolate bar in Canada is the Cadbury Dairy Milk Chocolate Bar. Pure milk chocolate. Now, I think the reason is they have got like 100 different varieties of this, don't they? Like, look at the different flavors you can get.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
It's video game day today. Yes, it is. If you walked into somebody's house and you looked at their television set and you saw this on the screen, you were freaking out.
You're watching the most exciting game you will ever see on your TV set. Telstar by Coleco, with three different games. Telstar Tennis, with digital scoring, variable speeds. Telstar Hockey. Each player controls a goalie plus a forward on the other side. Oops, a goal. And Telstar Singles Handball, a game you play yourself. Telstar Handball, Tennis, Hockey. All three at an exciting low price. For great family fun, hitch your TV to a Telstar by Coleco.
Hitch your TV. Hitch your TV to a video game console. My grandfather owned the arcade in our little town of Erickson. Erickson, Manitoba. And kids would come and play these games, Pac-Man, Donkey Kong. It was outstanding. And, of course, there's my game, Miss Pac-Man. Not the regular Pac-Man, Miss Pac-Man. That's the one I like to play. Boink, 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 boink. Those sounds over and over. Bob Holowick of Brandon was the guy who had them. He was the video game guy, Bob Holowick. And he would bring them to Erickson. In fact, Bob would bring video games across southwestern Manitoba and put them in different businesses. And my grandfather managed to get a dozen out of Bob and had everything from Frogger to Pac-Man, all the great video games. So, of course, when there was recess or a break in the action at school, everybody was over to my grandpa's, to the arcade. And then it'd be, hi, Grandpa, I brought my friends over. And he'd have a handful of quarters for me. He'd have a hand. Isn't that crazy? It seems so magical now. It just seems so regular back then. Hey, doesn't everybody's grandpa have an arcade? And then there was tokens. You could buy the tokens to put in the game. Oh, Quentin says, remember that there was a line of quarters on the machine so that you knew that somebody had nexties. Kids actually socializing. Waiting to take their turn. Yeah, and then you'd be catching up on gossip. You'd be watching the game, standing there watching. Did you ever have somebody almost hit a high score at your arcade and there was a crowd building and more people were standing behind the person playing the game? Are they going to get the high score? Are they going to break the record? Oh, there's the high score. Get an extra man. Oh, game over. There's Frogger. Oh, Frogger. And you know what? To this day, the hottest arcade games of all time are from the 80s. Only a few from the 90s made the top 10 list of the greatest arcade video games of all time. Likely because as soon as Game Boy came out, arcades hit the decline. And then they became a thing of the past. Top 10 arcade games coming up in a second. First, a quick reminder that at Headley's Health Hut, that anniversary sale on September 25th and 26th, 2 days of complete mayhem and savings. Can you imagine if you took Black Friday, Boxing Day, Easter, Christmas, and every other super shopping holiday and put it into just 48 hours? $10,000 in prizes, including attendance at the Grey Cup game in Winnipeg. Tickets to the Grey Cup, along with a Blackstone grill, a Vitamix, Keurig, air fryer, Russell Peters tickets, and more. Gift bags, dozens and dozens of gift bags to be given away. It is 2 days of Chaos Mayhem winning demos and 50% off store-wide. It's their anniversary sale, and it happens just for 2 days at Headley's Health Hut, September 25th and 26th at 1314 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. You don't want to miss that event. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, Westman's number one EV dealership. If you're looking at maybe taking a vehicle for a test drive this weekend, please make it my friends at Murray's. Now, whether you're looking for gas or an EV, that is entirely up to you, and they would just love to see you. Come and have a cup of coffee. But if you're leaning towards an EV, they have got the best selection, the best-selling EVs in the country, and they've got the best staff to handle all of your questions. 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And at Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue, could be a good weekend to do a little bit of furniture shopping. It's a comfort sale. If you can sit on it, if you can lie on it, it is on sale from 15 to 50% off store-wide. Go to leons.ca, download the flyer. It's right there online at leons.ca. See it for yourself. The incredible savings to be had on everything from couches and love seats to mattresses, and even appliances are on sale. And don't pay till 2027. Leons.ca and at 3635 Victoria Avenue. Any guesses as to what the number one arcade game of all time is? Pretty easy answer, I think. At number 10, from 1998, a game called Dance Dance Revolution. Is that the one where you're dancing in the arcade? I never really played this game. It involved a fair amount of exercise, so I was not big on it. Pound, 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 pound. Did you ever play this one? This is the 10th most played video game in arcade history. Plus, I was a little older in the late 90s. So that is the number 10. Number 9 was NBA Jam in 93. Galaga, 1981, the space shooter game. I love that game. Miss Pac-Man was at number 7. Mortal Kombat at number 6. Street Fighter 2. Not Street Fighter 1, Street Fighter 2, 1991. And good enough for number 4. Number 3, Donkey Kong, 1981. At number 2, Space Invaders from 1978. And the number one video game of all time is Pac-Man. Pac-Man. Oh, can I play this right now? It's not letting me move. I can't move. I can't move. I'm going to get eaten. Oh, there we go. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm going up this way. I'm going to scoot over this way. I kick ass at this game, just so you know. Yeah, I didn't. Oh, he's going to catch me, son of a... Oh, crap. Oh, crap. Game over. You got to knock this off, dude. He's jacked. This is Roid Randy. I call him Roid Randy. He wrestles alligators for fun.
This morning, an American social media influencer under investigation after posting these videos, capturing and restraining crocodiles in Australia.
Ever since a kid, I wanted to come to Australia.
Authorities say these videos show Mike Holston, who promotes himself as the real Tarzan, breaking the law. Environmental officials saying these actions are extremely dangerous and illegal, and we are actively exploring strong compliance action.
This is sick.
Holston posting the videos to his Instagram account, which boasts more than 15 million followers.
This is what dreams are made of.
In one video, he's seen running towards what he says is a freshwater crocodile before jumping on the croc and wrestling it. Blood can be seen on his arm as he grabs its neck.
You're freshy.
In another video, Holston writing a comment warning others not to attempt to recreate what he was doing, adding that the animal was released after a few close looks and photos.
This is the crocodile. This is what they're all about. It's really hard to express how much I love him.
Yeah, what happened to him?
Kiss him on the lips, I would.
Now, Bob Irwin, the father of the crocodile hunter Steve Irwin, is speaking out, slamming anyone who compares Holston to his son, saying the crocodile is clearly under extreme stress. It's disgusting. The more dramatic or cruel the interaction, the more money these accounts make.
And Holston could be fined nearly $25,000. He has not commented on that investigation.
Ah, oh, $25,000. He'll make that in an afternoon. It's the internet. It's the internet. I'm wrestling a crocodile. Give me likes. Give me love. Share it. Now, 15 million people followed him. It'll be interesting to see who follows him when he's got no legs. I used to be the crocodile wrestler, and now I have no legs. I have no fingers. And all it takes is a split second. Remember the crocodile hunter? I mean, it takes a split second. Nature will have its way with you. You're going to go play in nature. You're going to go wrestle an animal that has jaw strength that could bite the back end off a Toyota Prius. And you're going to mess with that. Good luck with that, Tim. Good luck. Yeah, you got muscles. You got roids that are affecting your brain. Until it gets your legs. Oh. Quinn says, someday it'll be thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers for the alligator wrestler. Why? Taken so young. He was just petting the alligators. Pancake breakfast at the Elkhorn. They would love to have you there. It starts at 10 a.m. And again, it's just $15. September 16th, beer tasting and spa time. Yes, just like they had wine tasting at the spa, beer tasting is coming to Clear Lake at the Clarso Nordic Spa on the 16th and the 23rd. And live music with JJ Barr returns to Buffalo Bar on September 25th and 26th. Also on the 27th, Comedy Invasion. Three great comedians invade the Elkhorn. So if you're looking for a good laugh, you'll be able to take that in on the 27th, Comedy Invasion. Check out all the great activities on their social media channels. You can also give them a follow on, you can see what's going on their website at elkhornresort.mb.ca. At the Skydancer Casino, where the sky's the limit, they've got Hairball coming for Halloween. That is going to be a big costume party, I think, with all those great 80s hair bands, Twisted Sister, AC/DC, Motley Crue. They do them all. They are world famous. And they are in Belcourt one night only, and of all nights, Halloween. They're great to see any time of the year. But the night of costumes, to have like one of the greatest tribute bands on the planet in our area is going to be pretty cool. October the 31st, SkydancerCasino.com. Looking forward to Tracy Byrd on November the 15th, bringing his watermelon crawl to the area as well. And Sunrise Credit Union, where we're into the final few days of the contests that they've got going on to win fuel cards and treats. They have got the Harvest Cool Down giveaway on right now. If you're a Sunrise Ag member, you could win a cooler filled with beverages and snacks to throw on the combine there with you or in the grain truck. If you're a Sunrise Ag member, visit sunrisecu.mb.ca to enter to win. Also, Sunrise Ag members, if you've got an ag loan or ag mortgage that has recently been approved, you have until October the 4th to get one, by the way. You'll be entered to win one of three $5,000 fuel cards. Sunrise Credit Union, sunrisecu.mb.ca. I do appreciate you hanging out with me and sharing your morning with me. And I look forward to doing it again on Monday. If you've got time, again, 2 minutes, 20 minutes, or the entire 2 hours, it's totally up to you. But we love the time that we get to spend together, and I do appreciate it. Have a great weekend, Sunseekers. Stay dry, enjoy the weekend, and we'll see you again on Monday.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun, places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/RedCircle, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/RedCircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/RedCircle.